Well, you're not highfalutin. Mm-hmm. You're just ordinarily. You're not filthy, and you're not real nice and won't ever think this place. You're just common people like mm-hmm. you've been here today. Mm-hmm. I called you just come. You come in, if you want that other tea, you got up and got it. You act like you're at home. Now that's the kind of people mm-hmm. that we like in the Church of God. When anybody comes, to act like they're at home and not be afraid to sit down and eat enough. Mm-hmm. Don't feel just like you just ain't wanted or something. Just
yeah.
feel free. Uh-huh. That's what I would think good common people uh-huh. is now.
What about a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense?
Don't make any sense?
Yeah, but he goes on and does them anyway all the time. What'd you call a person like that? You say he's just a plain...
I ain't quite got...
What? Someone who does something that doesn't make any sense why he should do that, but he always does it. He doesn't seem to have much sense. You call him just a plain...
Plain goofy.
Uh-huh. What's the word that the Bible tells you not to use, not to call people?
A fool.
Huh?
A fool.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Bible says.
Do people use that word much around here?
Yeah, they do.
What do they mean when they say it?
But I don't know what they mean. But they say, but you don't ever hear me using that word.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I'm reading in the Bible.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what he speaks against it, and mm-hmm. I don't see it. And filthy thing, that's the reason I say these nice words. That don't let that come out of your mouth. That filthy communion come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says about it. Well, it makes me very particular.
Mm-hmm.
And this blackguard talk, you never hear me say nothing about
this
that.
This
blackguard talk, you know what that
what
is.
What do you mean blackguard?
Nasty talk.
You mean like cursing or something?
It's, no.
Or just vulgar?
Yeah. Now, the Bible said don't let that come out of your mouth. You never hear me talk such talk as that to the women.
Uh-huh.
I won't do it. Because Jesus speaks against that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a habit, and mm-hmm. it's a mighty bad one, too.
Yeah. What about someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door? You say he's awfully what with his money? He's
careless with his money.
Uh-huh. And someone who's real sure of doing things his way, he won't listen to anybody else, he's going to do things his way, you tell him, now don't be so...
nosy.
Or, like, once he makes up his mind, there's nothing you can do.
He's got his mind. He's got a mind of his own. He's got his way set, and ain't nobody uh-huh. going to change it.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear him called stubborn?
Stubborn, yeah. Ain't nobody going to
uh-huh.
change him.
What about mule-headed or hard-headed?
Yeah. Oh, hard-headed, mule-headed, and ain't got no sense.
Uh-huh.
Hell,
what about somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? Like a person that you can't tease him at all.
Well, there's plenty of them kind of people. But on the other hand, if you'll notice them, the most of them will tease anybody else.
Yeah.
The most of them will tease. I don't know what to think about them kind of people that can't take nothing as a joke.
Uh-huh. Well, you say, well, you better not tease him about that. You better not mention that subject to him. You better not tease him
just
about it.
Just better leave him alone.
Because when it comes to that, he's awfully...
You've got such a temper, he gets mad.
He's awfully, what?
Nervous, or...
Would you say touches, or...
Touches, or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
He just can't take it.
Uh-huh. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that. Now, you just keep...
Quiet.
Uh-huh. Or something else you tell them. Just keep... Just what down? And just...
Keep quiet and keep uh-huh. your lips shut or something.
Uh-huh. And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you're very...
Tired.
Any other ways of saying that besides you're very tired?
You're very tired, or you give out, or,
uh-huh.
or something like that.
We're talking about using the expression wear out. You say...
I'm wore out.
Okay.
That's what I say about myself sometimes. I'm just wore out.
Uh-huh. Say if a person went outside in bad weather and came in with sneezing and his...